Mrs. Ping's prepared a whole selection of different cuts of their own pork, which she's boiled for 30 minutes. And before I cook, she wants to show me some classic home-style dishes. Starting with a much-prized cold salad.
It's funny, isn't it? Because back in England, pig's ear is probably the cheapest and people don't want that and actually discard it or make it into dog food. But here, it's really prized and the most expensive part. Now she's got some baby spring onions.
Before it can be eaten, the pig's ear salad needs to soak for a couple of hours in the spicy dressing, which is, of course, made with chilies and Sichuan flower pepper. From all the activity, it looks like I'm in for more than the simple supper I was expecting. With typical Chinese hospitality, Mrs. Peng is preparing us a feast using every part of the pig.
So she said this is like a bridge pork rib. It's a really wonderful way of steaming here. So you just put water at the base and then put a plate over the top.
Their woks look amazing.
For her next dish, Mrs. Peng is making another local speciality, cherry pork made with soy sauce and a mix of caramelized sugar and a touch of vinegar.
Oh, it's juicy, really tender and very sweet.